And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson, I mentioned how God's circumstantial will sometimes can work to change what appears to be a tragedy into an advantage, so that we end up making the best of a bad situation. In other words, within what God has will to permit, He still can accomplish His ultimate plans. Consider some examples of people who found themselves in less than perfect circumstances, yet who ultimately saw those circumstances work out for the best. Exodus 2 verses 14 through 15 tells us that Moses fled Egypt after killing an Egyptian for mistreating a Hebrew slave. Yet God later told Moses in Exodus 3:10, "I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people out of Egypt." And Moses returned to free the Israelites. Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery in Egypt. Yet years later, acting on Pharaoh's behalf, Joseph told his brothers, "Do not be grieved or angry because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God." Genesis 45 verses 5 through 8. Daniel was thrown to the lions for no crime except praying to God. Yet because of his faithfulness, he survived. Furthermore, Daniel 6 verses 25 through 28 tells us, "Then King Darius wrote, 'I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble in fear before the God of Daniel, for he is a living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end.'" In Acts chapter 10, verse 23, the Apostle Paul was seized by the Roman soldiers, and in Acts 25, 12, we see him being sent to Rome, where, according to Philippians 4, verse 22, he eventually preached the gospel even to the house of Caesar. Paul wrote in Philippians 1, verses 12 through 14, "The things that happened to me actually have turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ, and most of the brethren, having become confident by my chains, are bolder to speak the word without fear." We should learn to never underestimate God's circumstantial will.